All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, February 26th of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have a three-game NHL main slate later today. We have a nine-game NBA main slate, and then we have golf starting overnight, so most people will be building their lineups for golf today, I imagine. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up here, and then we will jump into questions. Just had one question come in before the show came in the Discord here, so we will start there. Question says, Andrew, you've been working with me on the late swap trouble I've been having. Totally user error. Would love to see you show a demo of that. My biggest disconnect is this. When you late swap, do you always change the settings to the previous build / late swap? For example, on the first late swap, do you set the settings to build one or whatever you build or whatever build you uploaded initially? On the second late swap, do you change the settings to swap one, et cetera, et cetera? Second scenario, if I have a core of four players in every lineup in my initial upload, will those carry forward throughout the late swaps, regardless of what the setting is set to? Another question, when running your build, if you get the black window that pops up saying it wasn't able to build your lineups as requested, does that mean it ran as many as it could based on what you requested, or does it mean it didn't run any lineups at all? Okay, so three questions in one here. We will go one by one. So late swap's always a little hard, right? Because, you know, I can't like demo it regularly. So I apologize about that. It's just, you know, we would have to do it like when the slate is in progress. So NFL season's good for that, because like if you're playing Monday to Fridays or like Thursday to Monday slates, right, we could run late swaps continuously. So let's talk about it. We'll answer it the best we can. So I think there's one big problem happening here. And I think that if you stop doing this, it will actually make this process 10 times easier. Okay. So you say that, hey, you know, you're for your first late swap, you're changing the settings to build one. And then on the second swap, you're changing the settings again. So that tells me that you're opening up more than one late swap build. So imagine, you know, we're in late swap, right? So you have your pre-build, and then you're opening up a late swap build at, you know, the first swap window, which would be, you know, there's four games at 4 p.m. Pacific time, two games at 4:30, a game at 5, a game at 6, a game at 6:30, right? So there's effectively one swap window, two swap windows, three, four. There's four swap windows tonight, right? 4 to 4:30, 4:30 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 6:30. Those are our four windows. Sounds like you're opening up four different swaps, right? So like this first late swap is, I'm just going to name it, right? And I'm going to say 4:30. And then 4:30 comes, and then you open up a new swap window. And then this is for, you know, 5 o'clock, right? Don't do this. Okay. You don't want to do this. What you want to do is you want to open one swap build. Okay. So I'm going to get rid of this 5 o'clock one. I'm going to go back to the 4:30. I'm just going to name it here because it'll auto name itself to swap one, right? When you open it, you want to use one late swap build the entire night. The reason for that is because you only have to set your settings once, right? So let's say that, you know, we're in between 4 and 4:30, right? We're getting ready to do a late swap. So we open this up, we do our late swap, right? Now it's 4:31. The games have passed. Now, let's say some news comes out. I want to get ready to do another late swap. I do not want to open up a new late swap build. All I want to do is go to the refresh projections icon. I want to click it. When you do this, SaberSim is updating the time in the app. So if you're in a late swap build, SaberSim is going to say, hey, the players that started at 4:30, the Hawks, the Heat, the Thunder, the Nets, all these players are now locked, and they will get grayed out in the player table, which means that any lineups with them will stick with them, and the players cannot be removed from any lineup. So the players are stuck in the lineups that they're in. That is effectively the same as opening up a new swap build. But what you're doing here is you're preserving any settings that you already carried over. And it just leads to less errors, right? The less things you are changing, the less likely you are to run into new problems or user error or whatever it may be, right? So your filters stay on, your rules stay on, minimax exposures, any type of player pool adjustments you've made, you know, everything you've done will still be here because you're in the same build. And the only thing that's going to happen, right, is that you are just going to use the rebuild lineups button, which effectively is the green build lineups button, right? So if like I run this build right now, say I just built 50 lineups, I don't need that many, right? So this would be my first late swap is I click green build lineups button, and then we wait for this to run. And I don't even need that many lineups. I'm just demoing what this looks like. So you'll be in this build, and then you come, you refresh the projections, and then what you do is you use the rebuild lineups button. Now this is going to run your second lead swap with those players that are updated for being out and swap the rest of your lineup, okay? So try that out. And the other good thing here, right, is that so just so you guys know, Mini Uniques does not carry over from build one to swap one. But if you use the same late swap build, the second time you do a swap, your Mini Uniques will still be there. So the settings carry over your player table adjustments. They don't carry over post-build adjustments. But if you've made Mini Unique adjustments in your autofill and you use rebuild lineups, those will still be present. Okay, so then that's like another thing, right? You don't have to go and set Mini Uniques again every single time, remembering what they were set to, swapping back to old builds. All of that information will still be present as well. Okay, I think that's pretty good answer for number one. I think we hit that one in detail. Let me know if there's any follow-up. Second part, if I have a core of four players in every lineup in my initial upload, will those carry forward through the late swap, regardless of what the setting is set to? So no, it will not do it regardless of what the setting is set to, right? If you set it to default, it's going to not care about your core, right? So say I had come in here and I had locked four players, right? I lock Sharp, I lock Kawhi, Hero, and Camera, right? I lock these four guys. Well, in case you guys didn't know, locking is just another way of setting a 100% minimum exposure. So locking is equal to 100% minimum exposure. Again, when you set to default, it's opening up a brand new build, right? It's if I come up here and click the plus icon, guess what? The builder's not going to carry over the 100% minimum exposures unless you tell it to, right? So like if I go back to my you know hypothetical swap build here, I would have to right-click on it, click clone. When I clone this build, then those minimum exposures are there, right? So if you open up a late swap and do not switch it to your build one or whatever you named your build, that will not carry over, right? So you could do it a couple different ways if you're trying to set your core, right? You could use the lock icon, minimum exposure, or you could do a manual group rule, right? You go to add new rule, you go group manual, you click use, you know, at least four if you have four players, and then go and select those players that you want, right? And I just say I select the top four, click save. Now those players are in my rule, right? All these things are the same, locking, minimum exposure, this rule. You can use whatever one you want, but it's important that you carry those settings over from your pre-slate build to your late swap, and then it will stay. So that is how you get that to work. Okay, last question If you get the black window that pops up saying it wasn't able to build your lineups as requested, does that mean it ran as many as it could based on what you requested, or does it mean it didn't run any lineups at all? Okay, so in late swap, sometimes it's not going to be able to meet your exposures. It's going to get as close as it possibly can. Okay, it's going to build lineups, and it might not be able to meet all of your requests, but it's going to build as many as it can. Okay, so sometimes that comes down to like salary restrictions, positional eligibility, a number of things. If you run into that, one of the easiest things to do for like a troubleshooting step, if you have a little bit of time, go in and lower your minimum salary. You know, if it's at $48,000, like honestly, just set it to zero. And the less restrictions that you have on, maybe take off a rule that you don't care about as much as the exposures or whatever you're trying to do. You got to start prioritizing stuff, right? So if you're like, hey, I want my exposures first, then I care about the rule, then I care about salary. Okay, drop salary to zero, work backwards, right? Salary to zero, turn the rule off, start with the exposures. Okay, I hit the exposures. Great. Now I'm going to turn the rule on and then I'm going to rebuild again. Oh, it didn't work. Oh, okay, well, like this is the point where it's having trouble, right? So then I could turn off the rule. Or if you figure it out, right? Like, hey, exposures work, rule works, up my minimum salary again. Oh, the minimum salary is what's messing it up, right? So you could kind of process of elimination, figure out like where things are going wrong, and then adjust from there. So that's what I would recommend doing, is working backwards in that scenario. But in late swap, it's going to get as close as it possibly can. So important to just remember that and be aware. All right. Good stuff there. That was our first and only question at the moment. We're going to jump into a build demo here. So if I'm building lineups for NBA for today, first thing I'm going to do, right, I'm just going to start with a fresh build here, messing around with a bunch of good stuff. And Mark said, thanks, that's good. I get it. I was opening a new late swap build at each start. Awesome. So glad that is the culprit. I think if we stop doing that, I think we're going to run into less issues. So let me know if anything comes up later. All right. So getting ready to build some lineups for today, right? So open up a new build. Going to come in here, make two adjustments to projections. Nice big slate today, right? 4, 7, 9 games. So one, I would build as many lineups as your plan allows, but I'm going to build 500 here. And then I'm going to up minimum salary. Nice big slate. I don't think we need to get too weird with playing lower salary lineups. And then I like to set like a small filter, show players with projection greater than 10. Most likely not going to get them, but just nice to have a little cutoff there, right? One thing I always say is that if you're going to set a filter that's higher, scroll down and make sure that you're aware of like the players that you are cutting off, right? Like say you set yours higher to something like, you know, what's a good number? Maybe like 20, right? Like, okay, you come in here, you set this to 20. Well, like scroll down and be like, hey, you know, do I want to play Harrison Barnes? Do I want to play Kyle Anderson? You know, very, very interesting, right? 29% ownership. His salary is so low. We are cutting him off. You know, we're going to get 0% of him if we leave this filter where it is, right? So just be conscious of the players that you're excluding when setting these filters. But I'm just going to go back to 10, which probably nobody that we're worried about at such a low number. But just in general, you know, I know people are using filters that are higher than that. So something to be aware of. You could also do value too, if you guys wanted to, right? Like value is like another interesting one, right? I think value solves the Kyle Anderson problem. Where, hey, if I come in here and I say, you know, I don't want players with a value, you know, less than, I don't know, 4 or something like that, right? Okay, well, where was Kyle Anderson at? And he's at 5.81, right? So then now you're taking into account more of like the salary than just the projection. So a couple different ways you go about it. If you guys are interested in filters, you know, value could be another good option. All right, so we're all set here. I'm going to build some lineups, and then I'm going to go and upload an entry file while this is building, right? Good opportunity to do so. For this example, I'm just going to right-click on a contest and use a custom contest sim here, but equivalent of uploading your file. I'm going to go back to my build. And we are just waiting for this to load. I'm going to try and help it along a little bit here. All right. Build is loaded. Great. We're going to run the contest sim. Somebody mentioned this last week. You can get this to run automatically if you want. That way you don't have to click it. Just come into the settings, turn on this run contest sim automatically after build feature. Tooltip says for this feature to run as expected, make sure you have uploaded an entry file before building your lineup. So this feature works well if you upload your file ahead of time. So that is one thing to keep in mind. All right, but either way, our sim is run for our custom contest sim. I'm going to go switch to that. And then I'm going to go and switch my aggregate metric to not use target ROI and instead use my custom. All right, so far so good here. Going to sort by exposure. And looks like we have some ownerships that aren't fully updated here. That should correct itself as we get closer to slate time here. But either way, sorted by exposure. I'm going to shrink this down a little bit. Okay, exposure, leverage, got our 20 lineups for our $3.20 max. We're about ready to start rocking and rolling, right? So first thing I always do, right? Start getting some diversification in your lineups, just guaranteeing it, right? Like, hey, we guarantee that two players are different from every lineup in every lineup from one, right? We went from one to two here, and we only sacrifice, you know, 0.2 projection, and we sacrifice 2% ROI. Like it's an easy trade-off, right? Trade-off that little bit for less correlated lineups, right? Good trade-off. Okay, we go from 3 to 4. We drop a little bit more, right? 8% ROI. I'm still okay with this. We go 4, we drop like 9% more. Okay, I'm noting my projection drops 2, right? So going from 4 to 5, we drop 3 more points in projection. So now we've gone from 275.7 at 1 unique to 275.3 at 4 uniques, right? So 4 uniques, half of our lineup different from every other lineup, we've sacrificed like 0.4 projection. That's awesome, right? Now you got to determine, okay, do I want to sacrifice the additional 3 points to go from 4 to 5, right? And do I want to not only sacrifice the additional 3 points projection, but the additional, you know, 70-ish percent ROI? Kind of a personal question. I'm okay with 4. I like 4 personally. I can understand going down to 5, you know? So you got to figure out what works for you here. These leverages aren't perfect because, you know, the ownership, it doesn't look like we have ownership for this game. It's kind of weird. Yeah, we don't have ownership for any of the players in the Portland Washington game. I'll look at that after I get off, but we have ownership for the rest of the slate. So interesting there, but that's the biggest gaming question. Either way, I would probably stop at 4 uniques. Personally, I would save my lineups, and then I would be ready to rock and roll. So that's the way I would do that if I were building lineups for today. Got a question from Benny. Is there a way to highlight slash mark players we are monitoring, but that does not affect projections? I don't think so. You know, probably easier to just like write them down on like a pen and paper. I'm not 100% sure what like monitoring means. You know, if there's like a status, like, oh, you're checking questionable players, right? You could right click on status. You could filter for questionables, and then you could just like view them, right? It's like, hey, these are all the questionable players for today's slate, right? That's one way to do it. But other than that, I can't think of another way to like highlight a player and like move them to like a separate tab. So maybe you can figure it out filtering, but that's probably as close as you can get. All right. That question came in office hours as well. So just knock that out from POTUS2024/Benny here. But with that said, we've knocked out our questions in YouTube chat and Discord, knocked out a slate demo. Looks like we're ready to rock and roll here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern. One more from Thomas. Can you save lineups from different contest types and then upload them to DK? Yeah, you could definitely do this. So the best way to do this is when you have an entries file here, you click this arrow, and you're going to have a list of contests, right? You can select which contest you want to fill slash not fill. So basically, like if you go to the contest tab, it would kind of look like this, right? Where like, hey, some contests are like white slash highlighted, and then some are grayed out, right? You basically will choose which ones you want to keep active versus inactive from this dropdown, right? If you have an entries file, your contest will be shown here. I think you go in and then choose all of them, okay? So that's the big thing there is how you do that. Now, there's one other way I can interpret this question in case this isn't the right answer. There is a way here. Let's say that we had different builds, right? Let's say we're playing a 20 max. Maybe I want to build 10 lineups with like one set of rules and then 10 lineups with a different set of rules, right? Well, what I can do here to combine them into a single contest is I do my 10 lineups in this build four. I click the star icon, okay? You hover over it. It says save to favorites. When I click this, you're going to get a notification up here. It says 10 lineups added to favorites. These lineups are going to this tab that was previously inactive. Okay, so I can go in and I look, and then my 10 lineups are here. Well, I can add lineups from as many builds as I want to this favorites tab. So I could effectively go to build 3, add 10 lineups, go to build 4, add 10 lineups. Then I would have 20 lineups in my favorites. And then once I'm done with that, right, I can go back to my favorites and then I can save the lineups to my contest. Okay. The reason it says download here is because I don't have an entry file for it to put lineups into, but it would be the same location, same button. Okay. So I read that question two different ways. So I hope one of those was the right one. All right. Question from Jimmy. Where is the filter for value? So you have to create it, okay? So you go to filters, right? So imagine I don't have any, right? I'm just going to go to filters, and I'm going to delete these. So let's say I never used filters before, right? I click on it. I have to build it. It says show players with, I go into this dropdown and do value greater than, and then we used 4 in our example, right? And then I can even name it. That way I can, it'll stay there, and I know what it is. So then I would just come in here and name it, and I would do value greater than 4, right? And I can click save. So then now I open this up. It's present. It's going to stay here for future slates, right? I might just be unchecked, but at least you don't have to build it again. And then the other important thing that's important to know, right, is if I scroll down here and then I get to the point where it cuts off, right? Notice 4.01 is checked. 4 is unchecked, right? I can hide these players by going back to filters, clicking hide, remove players, and then they will just disappear from my screen if I don't even want to see them. Okay. In order to access the hide, remove players, like let's say that you are simply unchecking players in your pool and you want to use the hide, removed players option, right? So I uncheck a couple. I have to create a filter in order to get to that point. So I would just do something super basic, like show players with my projection greater than 0. Name it if you want. Don't name it if you don't want. Save it. And then you come here. And then now you can turn that on, right? And then those two players I just unchecked go away. But even just coming in here, naming it, you know, my pros greater than 0 will get the job done. And then I can turn that on. So That's what you need to do there to filter for value and hide players, in case you didn't know. But a couple good last-minute questions there. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.